It is world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, pretty people? I have been avoiding salads because of the explosive thing. And I've got an update for you for here in California. Do we need to be as worried as I have been? People Are Dumb is coming up on today's show from Manhattan Beach. We have What's Up with Florida. At 4:20, we have our Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, like we do every day, What's Your Story? We have more tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain. Yesterday, the topic was you got caught having sex.
So me and my wife decided to go for a hike, and we decided to eat some mushrooms. And so we're going on the hike, and we got a little horny. So we decided, let's go off the trail and have sex. Well, apparently we just went down the trail more and started having sex on the trail still. And we didn't realize it till someone's dogs came up and started sniffing at us. And we looked up and we saw their owners taking the long way around.
Oh, my God. Yelling for their dog.
But they let their dog come over and check you out?
We thought we were off the trail, but I guess not.
Yeah.
That must have been an interesting sensation when you were on mushrooms, getting sniffed by a dog so naked having sex.
Oh, we couldn't stop laughing.
That's so good.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You get Zippo, nada.
Did you already purchase a ticket to see Morrissey in Las Vegas this weekend? About that.
Michigan health officials report two people have died in connection with a cyclosporiasis outbreak.
Excellent. Details next. How much has your life changed since cyclosporiasis came on the scene? I haven't eaten salad since the early report. I just decided, you know what? I don't need a salad. I never liked salad. I'm fine with it. All good. But then I started feeling stupid. So then we went out last week in Palm Springs to a place called Beacon, and it's a cool bar that serves food. And I was like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's leap. Let's take the jump, and let's eat the salad. So here's an update.
During update in Health Watch today, Michigan health officials report two people have died in connection with a cyclosporiasis outbreak.
Dude. I don't know if you've ever had that conversation of how you want to die. But it is not from explosive diarrhea. That is not the way to go.
The foodborne parasite has been linked to intestinal distress and explosive diarrhea. You've been hearing about it, right?
Yeah, we've been hearing about it. Sure. Yeah, first it was lettuce and it was Taco Bell. And maybe it's not. And now maybe it's jalapenos, but maybe not. I got to be honest, I don't love it.
Joining me now with more on this is Dr. Juan Potu. All right, doctor, what do we know about the two Michigan victims?
Died from diarrhea.
Both individuals were immunosuppressed and had chronic health conditions. So this is not totally unexpected given the over 10,000 cases that have been confirmed in the state of Michigan.
F***ing Michigan, am I right?
Historically, this has caused very little death in individuals who are normal.
All right, I mean, you don't have to be rude about it to people.
With normal health, but in immunosuppressed population, it can produce unfortunate outcomes.
Unfortunate death.
All right, let's talk about the symptoms. We're all so worried about it, right?
See, this is what I don't love. It starts out, it could be two or three different things. Could be the flu, could just be a bug, could be food poisoning. You can't really find out for like 7 to 14 days.
So the main symptom is diarrhea.
Yeah, got that.
Fatigue and diarrhea that lasts for more than 7 to 14 days. Oh.
All right, so let's say I have diarrhea for a week. Do I go to the hospital? Because it might last 14 days. You don't know if you have it until you've had it for 14 days. So do you put up with it for 2 full weeks before going to the hospital? I don't love it.
So that's the big difference, the length of it?
That's what she said.
Yes, it's the length of it.
That's what he said.
And if it's untreated, it'll go on literally for weeks to months in most individuals.
It could go on for months, plural. Not just 1 month, which is 4 full weeks. Months. I don't love it.
So here in California, what do we know about the concerns here in California?
All right. Was I stupid to not eat salads? Or was I smart?
This is really important. This is not causing a problem in most of the United States. There are very, very few cases on the West Coast.
All right, so far I'm stupid.
Most of the cases are centered in the Midwest where the outbreak occurred.
Yay! It is back to school week, which doesn't seem possible, but maybe you have time to squeeze in a trip to Six Flags Magic Mountain. We've got a 4-pack of tickets for you, and one lucky winner will also get a pair of 2027 gold passes. Your next chance to win is after this song by Phoenix on K-Rock.
It was thought to be the latest grisly murder mystery, 60 kilometers south of Goulburn at O'Allen.
That's going in on Australia. My new feature, Wait For It, is next after Tool on K-Rock. I love Tool. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. This is my new feature, Wait For It.
It was thought to be the latest grisly murder mystery, 60 kilometers south of Goulburn at O'Allen.
All those words are places in Australia.
And police tell the public a body has been found stashed in a suitcase on the side of the road.
How do you fit a human in a suit? Never mind. Give me an eyewitness interview of somebody that knows nothing about it.
I mean, the mind runs wild of what could have happened, but we just don't know.
Hey, great update. Thanks.
The discovery made by a passing driver at lunchtime yesterday.
You're going to go through all the trouble of putting a person in a suitcase. Why would you drop it right next to the road?
Wolgan Road shut down. Forensics and the homicide squad move in. A strike force set up and police go public.
So they got the whole setup there. Everybody is there. Every department and the police are making a statement.
First writing, the body is yet to be formally identified. It is believed to be a female, then appearing on national television.
We are relying a lot on forensic evidence. Unfortunately, the female remains have been subject to a state of decomposition.
All right, so they've got experts on it, but it's hard because of decomposition. Wait for it.
But at 9 a.m., the twist no one saw coming.
All right, so a twist. Things are turning around. Did we identify the victim?
Look, there is some breaking news. There's no body in the bag.
What?
What?
There's no body in the bag.
What?
In the last hour or so, they've actually tested it and worked out it's a doll.
Oh, no.
It's a doll.
It's a sex doll. It's a doll. It's not even a human being.
The news filtering through to officers on the ground. The crime scene then packed up before an admission.
Everyone ready to go?
From Superintendent Linda Bradbury.
Okay, here's the superintendent in charge of all those different agencies and checking on trying to figure out how to identify this woman who's actually a sex doll.
We can confirm that the remains found at O'Allen Ford Road, O'Allen yesterday, are now identified as not being human.
It was a sex doll, and it took them 24 hours to make that discovery. Come on. Doing some great detective work on that body. Well played, Australia. One of the things that I love the most about working at this radio station is finding new music. And we have a spot for it every day at 4:20. We do the catch of the day. That's about an hour from right now on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Going to tell you about the eclipse that's happening tomorrow next on K-Rock. I am not what you would call a space enthusiast, but every once in a while, something spectacular happens. It's Kevin Ryder on K-Rock.
Don't forget to look up. Check this out. That's a fireball lighting up the sky in Puerto Rico as space fanatics were looking out for the Perseid meteor shower.
Meteor shower is awesome.
And the show is just getting started.
Yes, tomorrow is a huge day in space.
In case you didn't know it, tomorrow, Wednesday, is a huge day in space.
Not one, not two, three major celestial events are happening.
Three major events are happening on the same day. What are the chances of that?
We've got the trifecta, a total solar eclipse, the massive meteor shower, and a special gathering of the planets in the morning sky.
I love the last time we had an eclipse. That is so weird for it to turn to night for a couple of minutes and then back to daylight. It's crazy. Endlessly fascinating. All right, let's find out some information from an expert.
First, let's talk about how unusual is it to have all three of these events happening at the same time?
So it's a 1 in 180 chance of that, for example.
All right, that's a little disappointing.
Okay, so let's start with the eclipse. We all remember the big one we saw a couple of years ago. Who can forget that? Yes. It's one of those things you'll remember your whole life. Explain what makes it a total solar eclipse.
So the difference between a partial and a total solar eclipse is literally the difference between night and day. During a total eclipse, the moon entirely blocks the blazing disk of the sun. The land grows dark. The animals begin to go to sleep. And it's the most beautiful astronomy experience I guarantee you'll ever have in your life.
Dude, and I think it's at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Give us more details on how to see this full eclipse.
It's a very shallow partial eclipse from here in the tri-state area.
Tri-state area? Are you in New York?
So at the peak at 1:54 in the afternoon, 1/10 of the sun will be blocked by the moon.
1/10? What about the full eclipse? What about the whole, the moon covering the sun and night and dogs and cats living together? Mass hysteria.
So a shallow one, still one worth looking at as long as you have a safe way of viewing it.
Yes.
But you're saying it's covering 1/10 of the sun on the East Coast at 1:54, which means here it'll be 10:54 and it'll barely show up. So maybe we got a little too excited. I blame myself. Got a 4-pack of tickets for you to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain. Right now, the Paradox, they just played the band's Warped Tour. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, hello. Yo, this is Valente.
Were you already saying hi before I answered the phone?
I know. Very presumptuous.
What is your name?
Valente.
Valente! Woo! You are going to Magic Mountain with three of your friends or family.
Yes, sir.
All right, heck yeah.
Did you see it rain today?
Yeah, for about 3 minutes.
What the hell?
It was so weird.
Sunny everywhere except for one storm. Very
so
weird.
So wild. It feels like the earthquake weather situation.
Don't say that.
Okay.
All right, 420 catch of the day on the way. Three things at four with Megan Holliday.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a naked Wisconsin woman stole a fire rescue vehicle and even tried to see if she could get some food over the two-way radio. Here is the story.
The woman behind the wheel of this stolen fire department pickup early Tuesday morning was not responding to an emergency.
Are you a firefighter?
Yeah.
Okay, you're supposed to be driving this truck?
Yeah.
As police questioned the suspicious driver, the officer discovered the woman isn't dressed for the occasion or at all.
Why are you naked right now?
I'm supposed to be nude.
The naked woman, now identified as 36-year-old Emily Fair, has been charged with operating a motor vehicle without an owner's consent. Fair was caught on camera, climbing into the pickup truck, turning on the emergency lights, and driving off from the fire station. And just minutes later, dispatchers hear strange calls on the radio.
Brennan, do you read me? Brennan, come in. I'm hungry. You got food in there?
It would take officers an hour to find the truck. Fair still in the driver's seat.
So why are you naked, driving a truck?
Because I'm supposed to meet someone.
You're supposed to be taking this truck right now?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I doubt it.
Officers later found Fair's dress in the bed of the truck before taking her to get checked out and then taking her into custody.
Wow.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry. We need to bring me some food.
Number two, what was thought to be a murder mystery in Australia has taken a bizarre turn with police confirming that a body found inside a suitcase was in fact not human.
It was thought to be the latest grisly murder mystery, and police tell the public a body has been found stashed in a suitcase on the side of the road. Forensics and the homicide squad move in, and police go public, first writing, the body is yet to be formally identified. It is believed to be a female, then appearing on national television. But at 9 a.m, the twist no one saw coming.
Look, there is some breaking news. There's no body in the bag.
What?
There's no body in the bag. In the last hour or so, they've actually tested it and worked out it's a doll.
Oh, no.
It's a doll.
The news filtering through to officers on the ground. The crime scene then packed up before an admission. Police have described the sex doll as realistic, with piercings and marks that resembled bruises. As for how the release of the distressing news was handled.
We followed our processes to that T to a high level. I think it's no regrets at all.
No regrets at all.
That guy just dumped his sex doll on the side of the road in his suitcase.
Yeah.
What the hell?
What the hell indeed?
And number three, Spotify is officially putting AI musicians on notice starting next month. It will begin labeling artist profiles whose music or photo is created using AI as AI personas. And their music will no longer automatically show up in Spotify's personalized recommendations or editorial playlists. Artists will be able to voluntarily disclose that they are AI. And Spotify says it will also use human reviewers and technology technology to flag suspicious profiles as likely AI personas. So this comes after some completely fake artists managed to rack up huge numbers of listeners when people had no idea that they weren't real.
Right.
So this is a big win in the world of music, and I hope that the next step will be that AI musicians can't monetize it all, you know?
Agreed.
But hey, little by little, I'm Megan Holliday, and that was 3 Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day!
A monster catch of the day.
This is a song from singer-songwriter Scott Hellman, and the name of it is Mr. Record Label. It's a great song. Saw it on Instagram. It's a catchy, biting commentary on the music industry. Fun but true take on how the industry often exploits the artist that it depends on. It's called Mr. Record Label. It's Scott Hellman, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Scott Hellman, and the record, the song is called Mr. Record Label, and that's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Turnstile just played out, what is it called?
Outside Lands.
Outside Lands.
Yeah.
Every time I see the mosh pit going off, I think, I wish I was there.
I know, 1,000,000%. They are going to be here in October. They're doing the Observatory Festival Grounds and also a show in Ventura as well. Look out for me!
Every day at this time, we do What's Your Story? We have you call in, we give you a topic, and for the best call,
we're going to hook you up with a 4-pack of tickets to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain, and you'll be in the running for a pair of 2027 gold passes as well.
Do you ever have any weird teachers in school?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's K-Rock, it's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. I had a 4th grade teacher. This is going to be our topic, by the way. I had a weird teacher. I had a 4th grade teacher who would wear a dress every day, mm-hmm. and she would blow her nose in a handkerchief.
Okay.
And then put it under her shoulder, in underneath between her shoulder and the dress.
Oh,
she would store it there.
God, like she next would, to her skin, like
yes.
on her skin.
Then she would take it back out, sneeze into it again, and put it back up.
Oh, no.
Like all day.
Oh, God.
And she was pretty old. And one day we were playing dodgeball, and she was not athletic, but she's like, I'm going to play.
Oh, my God.
So we said, okay, that doesn't seem smart.
Nope.
So she was playing, we were playing dodgeball, and somebody threw a ball, and it stuck. Like, she landed right on the ball, and the ball was stuck under her feet. Not moving.
Like, she didn't, like, slip off of it?
No. So, but then, she slipped off her next, like, she flipped. Her feet went right up in the air, and she landed on the ground.
Oh, my God.
And it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. I can still picture it. And I started laughing with my friend Elaine.
Uh-huh.
And we couldn't stop laughing. And at some point, she was looking over at us. And we were like, we have to stop laughing. But it was so funny. There's no way. And then at some point, it's not even about dodgeball anymore. Now it's, I can't stop laughing.
Oh, my God.
And I really need to. So we both got sent home that day. We got sent home that day.
She's
like, you go to the office, and they sent us home because we couldn't stop laughing at her.
She was asking for it.
Mrs. Gangness was asking for it.
Wow, yes. Good old Mrs. Gangness. I had a teacher in high school. He was a math teacher. I think his name was Mr. Agnew or something. And he was always covered in chalk. Like, he refused to switch over to the whiteboard, so he was always covered in chalk. And I want to preface this by saying my little brother's an amputee, so I'm in no way making fun of this man. But he had, one of his fingers was amputated, so he had a nub. And I feel like he had 9 other fingers to choose from.
Right.
But he would always use the nub to point at everything on the chalkboard and point, you know, and I just
he wouldn't use his pointer?
He wouldn't use, like, any other finger. He was just, like, always using the nub to point at everything. And then I would just get so distracted by that.
Of course.
That I couldn't concentrate on the math problems.
He's an over-nubber. You don't want to be that.
That's, the old over-nubber.
That's wild. So it is school time, and we thought we would take your phone calls on you had a weird teacher at some point in your life. 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your calls and texts.
And for the best one, we got a 4-pack of tickets for you to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain.
You had a weird teacher. 800-520-1067. It is What's Your Story on K-Rock. The topic is you had a weird teacher.
626 said my 8th grade teacher, or history teacher, would kill bees that got in the room and tape them to the wall. wall. What? There were hundreds of dead bees taped to the wall in his classroom.
What?
That's not creepy at all.
No. Wow.
Oh, my God.
It is K-Rock. What's your story? You had a weird teacher.
562 said, when I was in fourth grade, I had a substitute who showed us her scar from her recent heart surgery. She also threatened to throw a kid out the window and threatened to stab another kid. She was crazy, and we got her fired.
I love her.
Oh, my God.
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday. We are doing What's Your Story like we do every day at this time. And because it's back to school time, you had a weird teacher.
So call or text 800-520-1067. And for the best one, we got a 4-pack of tickets for you to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain.
All right. You had a weird teacher?
Yeah, my sixth grade teacher, he was a bodybuilder. And he made us put his picture of him. Each of us had to have a picture of him on our desk.
Oh, you're kidding.
Was it a picture of him, like, flexing and stuff in a Speedo?
No, it was a picture of him that he took for a school, like, a yearbook.
Why would he make you put it on all of your desks?
I don't know. He was conceited.
Yeah. Wow. Narcissism at its finest.
And his name was Mr. Fine.
Mr. Fine? Oh,
I swear.
No chance that was his real name. He changed that to Mr. Fine because right? He thought of that of himself.
And he would come sometimes all bronzed up, you know, sort of like he had a thing next week or, you know, in a couple of days. And he would come all bronzed up, painted with bronze oil or something.
Oh, my God. All lubed up.
Wow.
Into
that
class.
Is not what you want to see in sixth grade.
No.
K-Rock, hello.
Okay, so my freshman year of high school, this teacher was obsessed with wolves.
With
literally
wolves?
Just obsessed with them. Wolves.
All right, so she was obsessed with a wolf?
But she called them wolves. So
no.
We're going to put up with that.
She called them W-O-O-F?
Yes, she would call them wolves. It was so funny.
Oh, my God.
She didn't wear, she wore, like, wolf ears and a wolf tail, and this was, like, before, you know, furries were a thing.
She would wear a wolf tail for freshmen
yes.
in high school.
Yes.
So
yes.
She was like an OG furry.
Yes. Like, and she had, like, taxidermy wolves in the classrooms. But, yeah, she was a kooky one.
Wow.
God, you gotta love those wolves, you know?
Yeah, right.
The wolves, it was so funny.
K-Rock, hello.
My fifth grade math teacher, Mr. Schwall, had an itchy crotch.
Oh,
no.
Boy. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No.
Mr. Spall picks his balls.
No, no, no. Did he at least do it behind his desk?
No.
What?
Oh, God.
He traumatized all of us.
Oh, God.
What'd you say, fifth grade?
Fifth grade, John Marshall in Glendale.
Oh, boy.
What?
Was he doing
hell?
It like subconsciously, like he didn't even know he was doing it?
Possibly, but we all knew about it, and it was a common thing in school to call him Mr. Spalls picks his balls.
K-Rock, hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi, you had a weird teacher.
So back in junior high, probably eighth grade, I had a teacher named Wanda, and she taught sex ed class.
Oh, boy.
It's probably called something else this time.
Sure.
But I remember when it got around to prophylactics and such, she demonstrated how to unroll a condom on her fingers and then walked around and had everybody smell the condom.
What?
Oh, no. Wanda.
Yeah.
Sniff it. Smell it. Smell it. We are doing What's Your Story on K-Rock, and we're talking about weird teachers.
424 said, we had two nuns who embezzled $800,000. They allegedly went gambling.
Nuns?
We had the FBI come to our school.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God. Please call us.
Yes.
Holy crap.
800-520-1067. What's your story? That's what we're taking phone calls on. You had a weird teacher.
818 said, my middle school English teacher never wore underwear and liked to wear shorts and sit on a table in front of class. His costume every year was a Superman Speedo.
Oh,
no. I'm convinced he just liked to feel free. Yeah, maybe. Wow.
I mean, if I can do it. It's not that impressive. That's my point. It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday. We are taking your phone calls because of back to school time about you had weird teachers.
Okay. Yeah. I had a weird teacher in third grade. And every time that we were supposed to wipe our desk to like clean it, she would smell the table with her nose, like pressed up against the nose to see if they would actually do it.
So she would smell the desk to make sure that you cleaned it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. And,
like,
and, she'd
and some, she would find that some people actually didn't do it, and she would lecture them for 5 minutes, not 5 minutes, like multiple times, to see, like, what is this?
I like your impression. I would have thought every single day, I would have thought hard about what I should put on that desk.
Oh, God.
Because she's going to snip it. And when she does, it's going to be hilarious. K-Rock, hello.
We had a teacher at Rancho Starbuck Junior High School in Whittier, early 80s. She taught French. You would get extra credit if you could bring in any picture she didn't have of Robert Redford. So first off, every kid in school was scouring any magazine whatsoever to bring in Robert Redford pictures instead of doing their French homework.
That seems weird.
But that's not weird. The kicker is this one time she was standing in front of the classroom, in front of the podium, and we noticed that something kind of dropped to the floor behind the podium, and she kicked her leg to the side.
No.
And her underwear fell off, and she kicked it to the side of the room.
What the hell? How does her underwear just fall off?
She was the sweetest little lady, but she had that body type that was totally round in the middle with those, like, little pencil bird legs.
Right.
So I don't know if the elastic, like, just said, I'm done, and jumped. That was our story with the French teacher. And our 40th reunion's coming up, and every time they talk about the French teacher in junior high about her underwear that fell off.
I love it so much. I love it so much. K-Rock, hello.
I'm the one that has a two nun.
Oh, you're the guy that texted in about the two nuns that stole money.
Who embezzled over $800,000 and allegedly went gambling.
Okay, so how did you guys, like, find out?
Yeah, so the FBI kind of just showed up to our school and said, hey, what's going on here?
What the hell? Where did they get the money from? Like, the treasury of the school?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she probably was in on it, but who knows? But my thing is, if they went gambling, what if they were up and they were winning? Like, say they took 800 grand. What if they won 1.6?
I mean, that's how Vegas was built. But yes, that would be great.
Were they going to put the money back is the question.
Yes.
You know?
I don't know. I would have liked to see a little bit of that. I might have stayed quiet if they gave me some.
The nuns were going to put it up their nose. Let's be honest.
So, like, did the nuns get arrested?
There was something going on there. Yeah, it was in the news. I think they got at least a year of probation.
Wow.
Wow, 800 grand is a lot.
That's wild.
It's kind of a good trade-off, though. A year of probation for 800 grand, like, I might do it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, they got really lucky.
You are not wrong. Wow.
Oh, my God.
These stories are wild.
Out of control.
All right, your weird teacher.
Yeah, if we're going weird.
Yes.
Then I think we have to go with Woof.
Woof is weird. What's her name?
That's Jordan.
Hey, Jordan.
Hi.
So she was obsessed with the animal wolf and said woof all the time.
Yes, yes. I don't know if it was like speech impediment or, but that's the way she pronounced it. It was a woof.
And I love that she brought in taxidermy woofs.
Yep.
And she wore a tail.
Yeah.
And ears.
Like, this is gold.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, you just won a 4-pack of tickets to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Yay, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Well done, and thank you for calling us. We appreciate it.
No, thank you, guys.
All right. All right, bye, Jordan.
If you have three friends or family, we have a 4-pack of tickets for you to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain.
And you'll be in the running for a pair of 2027 gold passes as well, so you can go whenever you want, and your next shot to win is coming up at 6.